Blog Talk Radio.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. Shout out to Monster Cody, I was born in 83. After delivery, my mama gave me a bag of weed. She pointed to the street, said, OG, proceed. Everything will be for thee. You are the holy seed. Then I was baptized, given a 45. A bad bitch with thighs and immunity from crime. Nobody drop a dime. The judge dropped the case, cause I'm a matrix nigga. Them bullets stay in place. You better face it, nigga. It's best to stay in place. This divine grace, divine time and space. Watch a fine bitch chase and break lights and bass. Got him swimming to the yacht while I'm chilling on the lake. If Adam got a small dick, why not be the snake? I gotta eat the tree of knowledge, got expensive taste. You tell me what I can't have, I'll show you what I take. This the God 720, nigga, can't be replaced. Yeah.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
A hooligan with moody friends I truly defend. Do or die up in this game, and that's my truth to the end. Ain't no snitch in my skin, ain't no hoe in my bones. This is 2000 big body niggas sitting on chrome. Somebody show me a throne, it's not built off skulls. I will show you a fool that speaks but don't know. Give a bitch nigga time, his weakness will surely show. Woman sits on my dick, her girlfriend say that she glow. Why I gotta be a monster, let a bitch nigga know. You amateurs can only take notes watching a pro. So if you need some advice, better plead to your Christ. Cause when you squeeze on dice, there's no more cheese for the mice. Better stay in the light, only vampires at night. Keep the prize in sight, you won't have peace when you gripe. Cause we mob with werewolves that show their teeth when they bite. And when we post up on your corner, we not looking for likes. Yeah.
Born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again, hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
I'm a god amongst clouds, what's a king with a crown? You mean these skinny jean clowns, so bring that G back down. With overstanding, let's examine while I bang on you hoes. Reprimand with heavy hand, cause that's the lane that they chose. I'm a 1990 nigga with a gun and a rose. That was safe in the grave, I got to pay back slaves. Got an army full of skeletons that wanna get paid. So it don't matter to me if careers gotta get slayed. Yeah, the modern day rapper is just a monkey in a cage. So when they scream king, I yawn, then turn the page of my paper. They didn't have the license to ride with certified players. They didn't know the difference between the minors and majors. They got disrespectful, now they screaming for a savior. Cleaning and feeding my gators. These Jolly Rancher niggas will get it now and then later. I light my blunt with the sun while I'm chilling upon the lunar's craters.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
like a city.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's riches they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use an image of facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy yeah. Niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, but niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching yourself. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah.
Okay, we back in the house. We're going to see what everybody got to say tonight. I didn't release the book, Kicked Out of Heaven. As a matter of fact, the commercial is done. We're going to release the commercial right now. Okay. We're going to release the commercial while we're on the show right now. And we're going to go ahead and open up the line for some people, see what they got to say. If anybody who's already read the book or read some pages out of the book or not, I've been giving it away for free to some to the adept 720ite, I guess. For those who've been following me hardcore, and I know I've been, you know, giving them the book. So let's open up some lines and see what somebody got to say here. 484, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up? Okay, you got something you want to say?
No, I ain't get the book yet. I'm just going to listen in to the show tonight. I'm still reading. I'm on the second time reading Black Man's Bible. So I'm still like.
Do I know you by name? I talked to you before?
Yeah, I always call in. I called in last week. I call in all the time. I'm Fraser.
Oh, okay.
Remember I bought the book? Yeah.
The what? What'd you say now? What's your name on Facebook?
Fraser. My last name, Fraser.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know who you are. Yeah, okay. I know who you are. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, then just hit me up on the Facebook, man, and I'll throw you the what's-your-name. What, you got something you want to say about Black Man's Bible?
No, I mean, I'm just, this is my second time reading. I'm reading, I'm finding, like, it's like, I'm just still reading it. I'm really absorbing it. It's like opening up a lot of different things that you be saying in the book that's just pertaining to life and what you've been through. It's, I really don't have no questions tonight, though. I'm just going to listen to the show. If I have something, if I want to chat on, chime in on anything, I just press the one button.
Okay, okay, okay. Right. Yeah, we are on tonight's show is Kicked Out of Heaven. And he said he's reading the Black Man's Bible for the second time. So that feels good for somebody to take on a 400-something page book for a second time. I must have knew what I was doing writing it. I guess. So appreciate you. We're going to let the other caller call in. If you got something you want to say, just press the button. I'll definitely let you in.
No doubt.
All right, then. All right, we're going to let in the other caller. 209, you there? 209, you there? Hello, 209, are you available? I guess not. All right, well, I'm leaving your line open just in case you got something to say or whatever. But, yeah, so I released the Kicked Out of Heaven, and I don't know how people are going to feel or what people are doing or how people think about it. I asked for some people to call in after they read a couple of pages. And I guess once again, no support. That's how it rolls. That should be the topic of the show tonight. There's no support dealing with black business. If you're doing black, if you own black business or plan on doing black business, just do business. Don't even call it black. Like, there's no survival here. You know, all the black bookstores are shut down. Everything is shut down. You know, there's really no focus or no supreme push. As I put out a lot of pictures that aren't really in volume one on for the marketing for the book, and everybody went crazy over the pictures. You know, wanting to point the finger at, you know, white people for what they've been through and not understanding why they paint the pictures the way they do, but they just, you know, wanted to share on it everywhere and talk bad. And then as soon as I released the book, there's not a word. And that's the Negro's activity. It's a bunch of hype. You know, that's just what it is. But anyways, the book Kicked Out of Heaven, 525 pages, man. I'm breaking down every single element of society when it comes to, you know, what went down in Europe, you know. And a lot of people have been watching me and listening to me from, you know, standoff positions. And then they want to mimic what I'm doing, or they want to research what I'm doing on their own personal time, and then act like they know everything that I'm talking about. And it wasn't introduced to you by me. Everything is introduced to you by somebody, you know. But once again, black people have a mentality of not giving credit where credit is due. So, you know, it's just the conundrum that is happening and the conundrum that I've noticed I've put myself in by doing the material I do and dealing with a black audience. That's just the way it is. As I've stated, I'm you know, I got material out here that's already on the Amazons and Barnes and Nobles. If you go to the Bookfinder site, you'll see there's over 80 people selling my book right now. And the majority of them have priced it at $100, you know, and plus. And that's my first book. I'm already on my second book. But still, again, there's no assistance. I already have a publishing company, Stargate Publishing Company, which is what Kicked Out of Heaven is published under. And, yeah, that's Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 1. Volume 2 will be out in June, July. And if everything goes right, I might have Real Nigga Etiquette out by April, okay? And I still got many, many, many copies of the Black Man's Bible available for sale on my site. And do not go to Barnes & Noble. If you're going to buy my material online and you're not going to buy it from me because you're scared of a black man's business and you want to go and make sure you're secure, with the white man, then go to Barnes & Noble's. Barnes & Noble's gives me a larger cut on my material than what Amazon does, you know. But everybody goes to Amazon because Amazon is designed like a Walmart, and Barnes & Noble's is exclusively for books. So everybody goes to Amazon for the books and whatnot, and I get cut out my own business. But I knew that's what I would have to do if I didn't put my material up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's. I wouldn't have got sales, period. I understand how their mind works. And it is it's disheartening, it's embarrassing, it's disgusting. It's repulsive, to be honest. But that's the root mentality of everybody, and especially the people that we're dealing with, you know, inside of our race. And I don't want anybody to take this book, this volume one, and be immature about it, which I really think that's going to be the true result to it, as that's what I've seen with the pictures that I put out for marketing purposes. That everybody's going to be extremely mature, take this information and point the finger and ooh, 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 when they're not really understanding that I'm taking a psychoanalytical approach to this book, and I'm basically diagnosing the white race with all the mental issues that they have, why they have these mental issues, where they come from, and the fact that they're no longer needed. They're no longer needed to carry on society, or they're no longer needed in any form. And but it may be needed just for their essence. As today, when I randomly just took my kids to the park, and they had a whole section of the park shut down for some type of medieval Renaissance thing they had going on, and they had grown ass men with swords out there, sword fighting in the middle of the thing, like it was really going down, and. They're still keeping up thousand year old age practices, and they can, you know, for you to keep up practices on a slaughtered people is keeping up a conquered practice. And I mean, it's sad to say it like that. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that is the truth to it. And you know, it won't have power again until the proper measures have been sought out to replace the energy that have been taken from it. Okay, when we talk about culture. But, yeah, that's the element. That's the situation we're in, you know. This book is 9 times. I don't know when it's going to be on Amazon. I don't want to speak on it yet, but it should be there shortly. Hopefully it can be done by the donations. If not, then we'll see what we can do. Basically, you know, that's what's going on. So that's how, you know, I've been researching a lot of stuff pertaining to this book. I guess we can go over the weather real quick. The weather, 1,000 years of history with the weather. We're talking about 100-pound hailstones, oak trees that snapped in two because it was so cold, wine that froze within 12 minutes because it was so cold. There's a little ice age time period that went on from 1300 to 1700 that I have documented, and I also have a graph showing the weather and what it went, what the weather was like from negative 500 year all the way to 2000. Okay, and the weather patterns are extreme, very extreme, on where they were at when it came to, you know, ice age type temperatures, as it was called, the little ice age. To survive through this, they went through a lot of stuff that is really unbelievable to what our modern, you know, intelligence is on weather. But it occurred, and I know it occurred by fact because I provided paintings of some of these weather scenarios that were so drastic, they painted them and they drew them, and the chroniclers of the kings talked about these issues and documented them in their works as well. So I have a long list of that, and how the weather's created so many different forms of famines, and what the people did about the famines, and the different forms of plagues that were created from the weather messing up the crops and the food, which they had plagues like a plague of dysentery. And dysentery is a scenario where your diarrhea has mass amounts of blood in it. And they went through that type of plague repetitively, and thousands of people died from dysentery alone. So imagine you got thousands of people dying, and they got, you know, feces and blood hanging out their ass everywhere. You know, it's a nasty scenario, and there's a lot of uncontrollable conditions that they were in that they forced themselves to survive through. And I hope this puts a lot of maturity in people so they could finally get a grip on what real history is, okay? I'm not stating that other areas of the planet don't have real history. They all do. But what I'm stating is how to go about history so you can understand that what you're reading is detailed information and not reading second- and third-hand information from the so-called great scholars or our leaders and our elders. That's all nonsense. Nobody is your elder but your parents. You see what I'm saying? And if you educate yourself past their levels of intelligence, you will be their elder in the wisdom area, okay? You may not be their elder in age, okay? But you will be their elder in intelligence. Best believe that, okay? So, 'cause I've done it many times over. The majority of the people that I know are older than me, and I'm teaching everybody in my life, damn near. So that's just the way the cookie crumbles, okay? So it's Valentine's Day, and don't look like I got a lot of people here. I don't know if anybody's hype about the book or not. I'm not seeing anybody making any announcements or anything. So, I think I'll be probably closing it out here in around 5 minutes. So if somebody got anything else they want to say, go ahead and let it be known. Or forever hold your peace. Okay. Do we have anybody? All right, let me know. My man is back in here. What's good, yeah. For you?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, I guess you could look at the book in a way where you don't, as a black person, you don't have to always look at history as a victim, because you can now say, okay, well, we wasn't the only one who had some more crazy shit happen to us in history, and, you know, it can be a way to look at history in a way where as though you can stop having that victim mentality on life, just about how you go about just your movements in life.
But see, that's the dangerous part. The Negro holds on to that victim mentality so much that if he lets it go, he don't know what identity he's going to have.
Right.
That's why niggas don't want the shit that I write. I'm so deep in on the psyche, bro. I'm a dog, please. You see, the nigga's been holding on to this complaining and crying about slavery for so long that he don't want no information that's going to make him battle it or remove that type of thought pattern, because that's the only thought pattern the Negro has known and been adjusted to for the past how many generations?
Please.
You see, the nigga don't know nothing else, bro, so he don't want to know nothing else. You see,
right.
That's the whole thing, bro. As soon as they read a kicked out of heaven, and they can tell just by the amount of experiences and the type of experiences these individuals have in their blood, you have no chance. They don't want to hear that.
Right.
They don't want to be alerted to that. You have no chance. Family, there's never been a time in history where black men are sleeping with carcasses and having sex with carcasses and dancing with carcasses and hanging carcasses up in the air and all of this other shit.
Right.
It wasn't a time, bro. There's never been a time where I've seen anything of, you know, a witch doctor keeping heads around, or a queen, an African queen keeping a head around of her husband, keeping her husband's head around because he loved her, because she loved him so much that she gonna sleep with the head, keep the head with her everywhere she travels. You see what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
Like, we aren't there, bro. We aren't there. We don't got that in us to do that, bro. They do. They've done it a million times over. And then they've shown you that on movies.
Hmm.
You see? So if you read it, guess what? Black Panther's going to have to reorganize how they go about everything they do. NOI is going to have to reorganize about how they go about everything that they do. All of these little groups are going to have to reorganize, re-strategize their whole fucking plans. Not only that, due to some of these plans are being built off of history, they're going to have to rewrite the history that they thought they knew because there's a big missing piece that they didn't even know was missing.
It's funny you say that because I'm starting to see, like, a lot of different news articles of some, like, crazy shit that black people doing. It seems like it's a lot of black women doing it, like, you know, like, as far as eating their kids or just doing some old crazy sadistic shit nowadays. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm just starting to see a lot of it on, like, Facebook or whatever. Like, and it seemed like some old, like you saying, like, some medieval time period type shit that they're doing nowadays. Like, I don't know if it's from the trauma of the family, broken homes, because I know back then a lot of their homes was broken in European. Like, they had a lot of midwives or just situations where it was so horrible that they didn't have the time and the resource really to take care of your kids. Like you said, the weather was fuck kids was growing up, you know, basically on their own. And now it just seemed like it's switching. Like, I'm starting to see a lot of stories where as though it seemed like a lot of African Americans, we are just doing some, like, crazy eating people, just a lot of crazy sadistic shit that's going on. And another thing, I saw a documentary not too long ago about the KKK, and it seemed like the Panthers took a lot of their philosophies. Because I heard, like, when I was watching it, it was like they didn't only target blacks. They targeted, like, Catholics. They targeted immigrants. Jews, they targeted, like, you know, any, basically, like you said, it was like a religious type thing. If you wasn't Christian, you wasn't really a part of them. They feared you. They didn't, you know, it was a lot of other shit going on back then, whereas though even they targeted their own. Like, if you was abusive to your wife, I saw stories where though they'd come in your crib and just, you know, take you out, hang you, put a K on your head, forehead, to let people know, like, you know, that you a drunker. Or one case where a man, he had his mom in an attic and he really wasn't taking care of her. And, you know, like, they was going, like, basically trying to bring law and order to their peoples at that time. At the same
Ooh,
time.
The Ku Klux Klan was?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, the cake, yeah, like, they was going, like that, like, the because they kind of started, like, in the 20s, the 1920s, period, when a lot of, like, Europeans was coming over here, like the Nordic Europeans, the ones from, like, Italy. A lot of Catholic Europeans start coming over here. So I guess they felt threatened that, you know, that they was coming impeding on their Christian, what they built as Christians, because they was mainly Christians over here. So it was like they was basically against Catholics too. They was Catholics, you know, they was other white people, other Europeans that they was actually, it was cases where as though they had riots with each other and a lot of them got.
Let me show you something. Don't ever do that, bro. As soon as you get caught up in Democrat, Republican, and Christian and Catholic, you're about to go down the road of insanity. Because see, one thing about these Caucasians, man, is that they have to maintain hatred is like their blood flow. So they have to maintain a group to be focused at. And then not only that, within that hatred, weaponry and war is their practice in art. So hatred fuels it. So they have to have hatred in order to activate their war and their weaponry all the time. And that's all you're talking about. All you're talking about is fight practice.
Right.
You don't see that now, but when you go into old Europe, what you'll see is that these niggas constantly had tournaments and jousting tournaments, and they were always fencing each other. Even though fencing may be considered a little bit, fencing was considered sort of like the effeminate man swording, but everybody was a sworder. You know, like the nobles and the bourgeois, if you were a noble or if you were a knight, you had to have your sword and you had to have a dagger and a battle axe at all times. And those were those just three weapons. And then they'd have like two other or three other little small knives and little shits hanging with them on their clothing. You know? So, yeah, this is where they walked. This is how they walked every day. You know, like for instance, even when you, if I was to upgrade you all the way to like the Mary Poppins time period, and you used to look in the 1700s, and you see the English man walking around with the stick. That stick that he was walking around with is called a swagger stick. And the swagger stick, yeah, the swagger stick was used specifically to bop a motherfucker upside the head. It was a weapon. It was not a walking stick like we thought it was when we were looking at it as a little kid. We thought it was a, you know, a walking stick, but no, it's really a weapon. It's called the swagger stick, and it got inculcated into America's society as a tool, as a, and I mean not a tool, but it's a reward for I forgot for what achievement, but it's given in the Air Force.
Is that like the handshake? They say the handshake was like a formal way to say I have no weapons on me. Like you shake someone's hands and like, okay, I don't have no weapon. I come in peace. Like,
nah,
I don't know if that's
from... nah, bro. There is none of that with no European, bro. They've all had weapons and they all keep weapons, especially during these times. There's never been a time throughout this whole entire thing I was reading. Where somebody said they were doing something for some peace. Well, no, I got to admit, they had a thing called the peace of God and the truce of God. And the peace of God, which this is all documented in the Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1, 2. The truce of God was a thing where they couldn't fight on Thursdays and Sundays. There was so much war and so much battling and so much fighting going on that the church had to designate specific days and specific places and entities that could not receive any form of battle. Because there was so much fighting going on. So now today we have a scenario where there's not that much physical fighting and all Europeans aren't able to physically fight like they used to. So they have to have different forms of exerting of this type of energy. And this is where you got your political groups and all this other nonsense, bro. Because you have to understand that it's all developed off of illusion. Like, these cats went through high deprivation that made them create high levels of illusion.
Okay.
You see? Like, back then you could survive off of, you can survive off of storytelling. You know? Like, back then, storytelling was a big thing. You know? Like, the first pimps were women.
Hmm.
Yeah. The first pimps are procurers. Just like I got my book. The only thing that really made me go ahead and start doing the PI was because when I studied it, it kept on saying that mothers is the one putting their daughters out there. So I said, shit, if the game is that fucking cold, why not? You know? So what happened was is the procurers would hang out in the market, and they tried to get the little stupid little slave girls, because the maids and the servants, because usually the maids and the servant girls were girls who came from peasant households that were sent to the city to be like a noble slave or something, you know. And then the procurers would try and get a hold of them and tell them these crazy stories about foreign lands and big jewels and men with gold and riches. And then sometimes they'd get tricked off into it. I also got fleet marriages on there. And fleet marriages were a form of marriage where you could just go down to the church and pay the church to marry you off to somebody. And the church had a system set up where they could go out in the street. They had a taxi cab and like 2-3 dudes set up, maybe even a couple of females. And they had a whole little system set up where they would kidnap you, put you in a fucking shit, put you in a car, and then you go to the church. And then when you get to the church, they rush you into a marriage with this stranger, you know. And sometimes they would go through the bars where all the drunks were at, and if you were too drunk, they'd snatch you up, take you down here to this church, and marry you off to some broad that wanted to get married. Yeah, bro, this shit is crazy. Like, motherfuckers don't. Motherfuckers don't know the level of illusion these dudes got, bro. Like, there was another one. There was a female, a form of beggar. I forgot what they were called, but there was a form of beggar. These women, they would go take out a cow spleen, and they would cut it open and flip it inside out, and then put the cow spleen on one of their breasts and smear it with blood, and then lay on the ground and act like, you know, they had a breast that was diseased, so hoping to get some change and some money. They also talk about rich beggars, men who weren't really poor at all, you know, but would always have fancy stories about how they were robbed in foreign lands or whatever, whatever, and they were begging for some money. Bro, all of this shit was going down before a slave ship was even fucking thought of, dog.
Dang.
That's the shit I be talking about, bro. It's like, what the fuck?
Dang. So basically, they was running cons back then.
What'd you say now?
I said, basically, they was running cons back then. Like, you got people doing that now. Like
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Later. The whole point is that they were doing this stuff in Europe when nobody across the planet knew what none of this type of activity was, dog. That's right. What I'm saying. Yeah, nobody across the planet knew what the fuck this shit was, dog. These motherfuckers was doing and how they was moving, bro. You know?
Dang. Yeah, that's some deep shit, man. I can't wait to get the book.
Well, it's available.
Yeah, I want the physical copy, though. I like physical copy because I like to, you know.
Put some money up, bro.
I mean, I can donate something, but I'm not a rich dude, but you know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to have to buy the book. Like, I can help you, you know what I'm saying? I had no problem with donating. You know, but it's like when the book come out, then I had to buy the book again, or like if I help you, you know, give something to the book and, you know, like how would that work out?
Yeah. It's called business, bro. And that's how that works out.
I got you.
It's called investment. When you invest in something, I mean, for instance, let me put it to you like this. I got stock in McDonald's, right? Right? I got stock in McDonald's. When I go to McDonald's, do I still have to buy a burger?
Right, yeah, you go.
Exactly. There you go. You see? it's a bigger game, bro. When you run business, I mean, when you're doing business, it's a different mentality you got to have. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, shit, that's just the way it goes. The whole thing is, bro, about business, bro, that you know, it's about a belief structure. Do you believe the product could go? If you believe the product could go, then you put money behind the product, bro. If you want to kick somebody's ass, if you want something done, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want something done, if you want to be on top, then you make sure it goes all the way there until it's all the way fucking complete and done. You know? Like, I don't even know how to explain it any further. You know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I mean, and I'm not just saying it for you, I'm saying it for the audience as well, man, because we watch all of our businesses fall and destroy, bro. We watch everything fall. We don't put in shit on shit, bro. We go work for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Me, I make the burgers. I haven't worked for the past 5 years, man. Let me see here. It's 2016. Yeah, it's about to be my 5-year anniversary of not working in May.
Financial freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just all about the mindset, bro. You know? Like, because when... if a nigga puts a donation up, and then when it's finally up, he says, wow, I was a part of that. I did that. I'm a part of that right there. That's beauty. And then when you walk in the store, I'm like, yeah, I assisted in making this shit happen right here. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, you got to ask yourself, how many motherfuckers play with P-Funk, bro? How many nameless motherfuckers play with James Brown? How many nameless motherfuckers play with Jordan? How many nameless motherfuckers? You see what I'm showing you, bro?
Right.
It was like, dog, you gotta think about the whole picture, the whole racial picture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you gotta say, this is who I want in the front to represent me. Because I've checked this motherfucker out from toe to toe, you know. And that's kind of funny, man, because nobody of our current generation can put out any work that's public to the world, bro. And they're not going to. They can only put out work to Negroes because they're only going to hustle Negroes. Because none of their information has any validity. If their information had validity, then they would be able to sell it to the world. These Negroes don't sell no products to the world. These Negroes sell products to Negroes because they know that their product is lies and fake. And they know that black people like a lot of fake shit and they like lies. So feed them fake shit, wear the costumes. if a motherfucker understood intellectualism, bro, they would definitely understand that their scholars treat them like they're stupid. Straight up, bro. These scholars out here treat black people like they're stupid, bro. Yeah. Just by the repetitive debates, but then black people overtly prove it by keeping the shit live. You know, I deal with intellectualism, bro, which means I study humans, which means I run science, I run what you want to call experiments in those areas, dealing with humans, dealing with psyche, dealing with social experiments. That's about as far as I could go. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you nothing about no melanin and no damn cadet and no pineal gland because I'm not in no laboratory, okay? Even though these individuals could get on eBay and order a telescope, microscope, and they can show you all of that stuff just through the telescope, microscope. USB, $50, $75. They have yet to do that. And that's why everybody's fading to dust. They don't got no more information to put out because it was all irrelevant information from the get-go. You see what I'm saying? We need to understand on how this civilization is built. And the only way to do that is to understand the culture of the individuals who built it or who forced it into design. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why I wrote Kicked Out of Heaven. Mm-hmm. And then I got another juicy story coming up right after this one. So it's going to be a nice little ride. It is going to be a nice little ride. And I'm going to keep it pumping because I'm not really worried about it. I wrote Kicked Out of Heaven to solidify myself as a historian as well. So
yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to be sending Kicked Out of Heaven to the universities. That's where I'm going to be shipping it to. I'm going to be shipping it to the universities. So if you want to watch Game of Thrones and you watch all those shows, that's what Kicked Out of Heaven is the is the true facts behind all of that stuff.
Mm.
So, but yeah, you got anything else you want to say, man, before I go ahead and shut this down?
No, I'm good. I'm definitely going to, you know, do what I can do to help you out, but been good.
Yeah, I wasn't saying all that to get at you or nothing, man. I'm just
No,
like I said earlier in the show, man, I put up a bunch of pictures, man, and everybody was all hype. Oh, but when the material drops, nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, what is that about? Hype. But you can hit me up on the Facebook, bro. I'll send you Kicked Out of Heaven for free, bro. I don't care. But it's in PDF.
Yeah. That's cool. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I put it up. If anybody puts $20 in the GoFundMe right now, they get the Kicked Out of Heaven for free. Okay.
You got it. Yeah.
Right,
and
but
I'll still buy the book from you. I'll still buy the physical book from you and everything.
Oh,
but
bro,
I'd like
trust
to have it as a collection.
Yeah, because trust me. It's written in the format for reference material. So, I don't know what type of guy you are on the day to day, but, this is a book where you can instantly just flip out, page, bloom, here. It's quick like that. That's the way it's designed. It's not designed in no way where you got to be like the Black Man's Bible with all, no page numbers and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got all of that fixed up too. And all of that's fixed up on the Black Man's Bible, man. So, But, that's how it's moving, man.
All right.
That is how it is moving right now.
All right, man. I appreciate all your work and everything you do, bro. Definitely.
Yeah, man, you should hit me up, man, and yak on the regular, bro.
Right, I got
your
number.
Yeah, man, just hit me up and yak on the regular because, I don't even be on this internet stuff anymore like that, man. I told Kathy years ago. When I hit 30-something, I wasn't finna be on here looking like some goddamn fool. You must have lost your mind.
Right.
While a lot of these other so-called lecturers are. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, appreciate you stopping through, man. Yeah, man, I'm about to close out with a track here, and then we gonna bounce out.
All right, peace.
Let me see. Yeah.
This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on a mic. Better be quicker than life or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is hell and heaven? I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar infecting every movement and function. Gentlemen sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my guns start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction without a pin's instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of you roaches I be crushing. This is royal flushing, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas take the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the keys to your cuffing. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manners, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, my clock and those in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks to get some game on my cheddar. Then I study wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission, and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast, or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got flogged? We was treated like dogs. Niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak, he knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak is born. My core I feel like the Lord with a crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause the stinker swarm. I'm all the gods combined to one in physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the guy at 720 for you.